A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother or sister will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to them, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother or sister has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with them, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released till you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. The joy of preaching on Word.op is that you can take a tiny nugget from the Gospel and reflect on that. In today's Gospel, Jesus tells the disciples, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother or sister has anything against you, leave your gift there, go first and be reconciled, and then come and offer your gift. Lent is a great time to reflect on how we have hurt others and to make an effort to rectify that. But what stops us from actually apologizing to someone? Pride is probably the most common excuse. We don't want to admit that we've made a mistake or that we've hurt someone. We don't want to be embarrassed. Goodness, what if we bring up a grievance and they don't even remember? Do we look foolish? What if we don't really like the person, or if we think they deserve what they got? How do we approach them? Even worse, what if the person we hurt refuses to be reconciled? We get up the nerve to apologize, and they won't accept our apology. Our fear of rejection often gets in the way of acting. Reconciliation can be difficult, but it's clear in today's gospel that Jesus expects his followers to do just that. Being Christian is challenging, since we are called to a higher standard than is expected in society today. Perhaps this Lent, we can begin our journey towards reconciliation by identifying someone we have hurt and reaching out to them. At the same time, we can practice by asking God for forgiveness, knowing that we will never be turned away. Then, we can approach the altar of God and the feast of the Lamb with a joyous and humble heart.